Welcome to the 1 Minute Apologist podcast with Dr. Bobby Conway. We take a sneak peek into the future.
Welcome to the 1 Minute Apologist.
1 Minute Apologist.
Apologetics seeks to give credible answers to curious questions,
to give a defense.
The last several weeks have been a whirlwind of sorts for us here at 1 Minute Apologist. Bobby and Heather announced they were launching a new church called Image Church in North Carolina, and then Thanksgiving happened. The following week, Bobby and his family packed up and moved all the way across the country, driving the entire way. If you follow us on Instagram, you may have seen some of the video updates of their trip. It was long, fun, exciting, and I'm glad they made it to North Carolina safely. We got Bobby set up in the studio to broadcast Pastor's Perspective. It is incredible working with the K-Wave team in California to get everything up and running. If you missed any of last week's Pastor's Perspective shows, you can watch those on the K-Wave YouTube channel. Bobby's co-host said how smooth the show went, even though he was all the way across the country. This means that he'll be able to continue to be on the show through the coming year. This is a huge blessing, and I want to thank you for praying Bobby and his family through this whole transition process over the last few weeks. Your prayers have been amazing and highly coveted. We really appreciate that. On Sunday, we hosted our first in-person interest meeting for Image Church, and we were very encouraged. I know a lot of the focus of our communication and videos has been around the church, and you might be thinking, well, how is this going to affect the 1 Minute Apologist ministry? Well, I'm glad you asked. I want you to listen to a short clip from the launch event of Bobby explaining some of how OMA fits into the new vision of the church. Before we listen to that, I want to remind you of two things. The first is that the ministry of 1 Minute Apologist is funded by gifts from generous donors like yourself. Please consider giving an end-of-the-year gift to help support this ministry in its efforts to provide credible answers to all of your curious questions. And you can make that donation at 1MinuteApologist.com/form. And I want to thank you in advance for your gift. Second, we know that this podcast has been going on for 2 years, but we would love to know which one of the podcast episodes was your favorite in 2020. If there's anyone that stands out, please go ahead and email me and let me know at info@1MinuteApologist.com. We are working on kind of a year-end review video, and we want to include your input. Don't forget to take the time to tune into this week's live show. Bobby is going to look at a few books all aspiring apologists need to read. Join us on Wednesday, December 16th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our YouTube channel. We also have a few more fun episodes in store for the rest of this year, so be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already, youtube.com/1MinuteApologist. Here is a clip of Bobby explaining how OMA will tie into Image Church.
A third focus will be, now this is what I do through my preaching, but I want to set up an Apologetics and Worldview Institute. But that will come to us through the 1 Minute Apologist Ministry. Our 1 Minute Apologist Ministry is still going to be going. We got all kinds of things going, but we want to be able to feature for this church and for any other churches that want their church to be apologetically equipped. We could envision having a facilities where other churches could send their people out and they could get worldview training, where parents could send their students that are in high school and we could teach them, like, hey, before you go off to college, here's what issues you need to be able to address. Here's how you need to think Christianly. Here's how you can talk Christianly. Here's how to deal with the greatest objections against our faith. And so I would envision something like maybe like a weekly worldview institute. So for example, I would have done something on I would hit cultural issues like Black Lives Matter. I would show how, yes, Black Lives Matter, but the movement is rooted in Marxism and we have to deal with some of this stuff. And it's influenced heavily by what's known as critical race theory. And I'd want to teach our people how to think about the issues that are shaping our culture. And I think having that would be wonderful because if we don't know how to defend our faith, we're not going to want to talk about what we believe in because we're going to fear that we're going to get asked questions we don't know the answers to. But if we know what it is that we believe and why, we're going to have more confidence to get in conversations with people about what it is that we believe. So that's encouraging. So all that to say, If you think of like aspired values versus realized values, the aspired values in year one that I would find myself feeling pressed would be racial diversity, mental health ministries, and an apologetic worldview institute.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends and giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/oneminuteapologist.